Whether you're a farmer, rancher, or both, it has been a battle this year. For Shane Isney of Badger, Minnesota, the challenges started at wheat harvest and haven't stopped. Isney says managing both the crops and cattle is like a stuck record.
We struggle with silage, pulling our trucks through the mud and our trailers, and just a battle right to the end, and ended up not quite chopping as much as we had intended just because the conditions were so terrible. And I think we're going to be okay. And believe it or not, we also struggled putting up high quality hay this summer, just didn't get the weather, and which still makes a nice beef quality hay, but it just wasn't of dairy quality like we used to have for selling. But so I think we're okay. You know, we got up, like I say, the silage. We feed a fair amount of beet pulp. Now we'll see how that supply ends up being as they really struggled with that harvest also.
On a brighter note, Isney was able to wean calves earlier this week. That's thanks to the freezing temperatures, which is firming up the ground.
The calves are in the feedlot, the cows are back out in the pasture, and so I guess that's a good accomplishment. I mean, it was a battle also with them to get them to dry, keep them in dry ground, and the pastures kind of shut down fairly early, and so a challenge there, but at least we're fortunate enough to be weaned and having things firm up a little bit.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.